You're listening to The Midday Grind with Martin Kilcoyne and Charlie Marlowe on 590 The Fan, 105.7 HD2 FM, and InsideSTL.com.
Getting fired, but I figured I'd have it all by the time I retired. I'd have me a car worth at least $100,000. I'd get it one piece at a time, and it wouldn't cost me a dime. You know it's me when I come through your town. I'm gonna ride around in style. I'm gonna drive everybody wild, 'cause I'll have the only one there is around. So the very next day when
let's get fired up, Chuck. You need a little something. You've been getting fat on your Toledo trip. Now you roll back into radio. It's hard to kind of get back into groove.
Look what he does. The whole commercial break, he's like, oh, I just... not feeling right. I'm just a little off. And then he blames it on me once we get back live on the radio.
Well, no, I still feel a little off, but you might be too, just throwing it out there. Remember, we don't all like the people we work with, except on Tuesdays. We love when we're talking it over with Kenny. Kenny Wallace is with us. How are you, sir?
I'm doing really good. I'm excited. I'm getting ready to head to Charlotte, North Carolina. I am... what am I going to be? I'm going to be the MC tomorrow. Dale Earnhardt Jr.'s little niece, Carson Ellich, is holding a fashion show to raise money for Make-A-Wish Foundation. So going to do that tomorrow night, and then I get to see my new grandbaby. My wife is still down there helping out with the grandbaby. And, of course, while I'm down there, I found a dirt race to run at the Charlotte Motor Speedway dirt track. So I'm looking forward to the weekend.
Now, when you moved back to St. Louis, what did your kids think? Were they kind of bummed? Because I imagine they kind of grew up in Carolina.
You know, that's a great, great question. They know, so I have three daughters, right? Brooke, Brandy, and Brittany. Now, Brooke met her husband here, so she lives here. The other two, one is a cosmetologist, does really good hair and color. And she got her own salon, and then the other one works for Belk. She puts shoes online, so they both have great jobs, and they just, you know, they weren't born here. They really don't care about St. Louis, and I didn't want to have them start their careers over. But I said, look, I'm not going to live my life, you know, completely through my children. I'm going back to St. Louis. I'm going to have a good time, and we'll stay in touch, and so it's all turning out pretty good.
This is something that Frank and I talked about in the 11 o'clock hour. Could you ever see yourself retiring and just living in Florida full time, or packing up and moving somewhere after all your years in one spot?
No, I can't. And let me tell you why. I've spent a lot of time in Florida, and I like change. You know, call me goofy if you want, but I'm that kid, you know, years ago that got excited when there was snow coming. And I'm still that kid. I'm like, man, it's going to snow. I'm so excited, you know. But when you go to Florida, man, oh, man, is it hot and just hot. And it's just hot all the damn time until, you know, around, you know, you get to around December or whatever, January. But I don't know. I don't want to live in Florida. It gets muggy and musty, and you got little varmints down there, and everybody's got their porches, you know, fenced in so the varmints don't get inside. And I like going on vacations, but I like St. Louis. I guess I'm a weirdo.
No, you're not a weirdo.
There's our promo right there.
And Kenny, you know what Florida doesn't have? Florida doesn't have the 11-time World Series champion St. Louis Cardinals.
Now you're making me feel good, Charlie. Hey, now you're inspiring me, you know. Listen, the thing with Florida, it's like a dear friend of mine, the great Dick Trickle. He's gone now, but he said, Kenny, do you know why we go on vacation? And I said, no, Dick, why do we go on vacation? He says, so we can go back home. And it made sense to me, because here's the deal. We go on vacation because we're tired of our home. But then when we get on vacation, we want to go back home. We miss our bed. We miss, and it makes so much sense to me. So that's the way I treat Florida. I get to Florida, I'm like, holy moly, is it hot and nasty down here. get me back to St. Louis.
But you're a weirdo, yeah. So that's right. Everything right. Kenny says now, remember the caveat, but he's a weirdo. All right, let's talk some racing because we are down to it now. We're going to Martinsville, I believe, this weekend, which is the track we were supposed to meet you at some point.
Yeah, Martinsville.
Or no, Bristol. We were going to Bristol. My bad.
That's okay. I was going with you, man. here's a story about calling out people every time they make a mistake. My dear friend Kenny Schrader, he says, Kenny Wallace, you're so messed up. You make me feel good about myself. And I tell Schrader, I said, Schrader, you're always condemning me every time I make a mistake. If that's what makes you happy, then that's good. And it's all in joke. It's a lot of fun. So if you ever make a mistake, I'm not going to call you out on it. I'm going to roll with you, okay? So that's the way I go. And, Bristol is a great racetrack, but this week is Martinsville. Now, it's going to get simpler for everybody that's been listening to us on the Midday Grind. And so here's what I mean by that. There are four races left in the NASCAR season. So we are starting three more right now this week. So we're going to run Martinsville, and then we are going to go to Texas, and then there is another one that I got really safe. Okay, so we're going to run three races. And when we run these next three races, we are going to get rid of four drivers, okay? Then there's going to be four left, and then those four drivers go to the one last race at Miami Homestead, and then whoever does the best wins the championship. So we're getting down to the nitty-gritty, and Martinsville is one of my favorite tracks. I've won two big NASCAR races there. It's a short track. That's what I cut my teeth on back here in the Midwest. And, of course, my brother Rusty Wallace, extremely good at Martinsville. So, it usually puts a lot of people in there because it's a fighting-type racetrack. You know, beat and bang, and the fans love it.
And you got Martin Truex Jr. ready to run away with things, although I believe, is it Kyle Busch you think who has the best chance to catch him?
Well, you know, once again, they take their bonus points into the next round. So here's what's crazy. Martin Truex has collected a lot of bonus points for leading laps, winning stages, and winning races. So he has 69 bonus points, which is almost a full race. So, I mean, in reality, Martin Truex almost could not show up for one race and still have a chance. That's how good he's doing right now. And you say to yourself, who's his next best challenger? I agree with you. I think it's Kyle Busch. Kyle Busch barely got through the last round of playoffs because he wrecked out at Talladega. So it's going to be interesting. Listen, we had a big story at Kansas on Sunday. The person that was, favorited to challenge Martin Truex was Kyle Larson. Kyle Larson was crushed. He blew a motor, and that knocked him out of the playoffs. So I'd say Martin Truex's next challenger now is Kyle Busch for sure.
And Kenny, I saw you on Twitter yesterday. It seemed like nobody was more excited than you for the Cardinals to have Jose Oquendo and Willie McGhee on the big league staff.
Absolutely beyond excited. And let me be clear. I'm not excited because I'm going back in time. I'm excited because, I know you all have met Albert and, Martin. I know you've probably interviewed Albert, but I knew Albert. I gave a lot of money to his charity, and because I gave a lot of money, Albert gave me a little bit of attention. I'm probably guilty of being too honest. But that's okay, right? So Albert, was honest with me. And I did a little piece with Albert for Fox. And Albert said to me that, he really liked Jose Oquendo because Jose taught him to play first base. Simple drills like, hey, they take a stake and they bang it into the ground at first base. Then Jose would take and tie Albert's leg to the stake, and then he would have somebody throw balls from third base over to first and throw bad ones and teach Albert these drills that, listen, you're not always going to have a ball thrown perfectly to you. And it was Albert Pujols that taught me some of these drills that Jose taught him. And, you know, listen, Albert is damn good. But, you know, I know that Jose had these knee injuries and was feeling bad. I just really feel in my heart of all hearts that, you know, Jose is well rested now and he's back. And I just feel like that's a good thing for the team. And listen, you know, we're still running the bases, and Willie was one of the best. And he's going to bring some of his, you know, some of his knowledge. And if these kids will listen to these great men, and I assume that Mike Mussini is going to make sure that these young players know the knowledge that these guys have. And if they listen, we're going to be better.
What's the NASCAR equivalent to the coaching staff? The crew chief would be like the manager, and then the guy that's on the back left tire would be like the bench coach. Is there an equivalent?
Well, yeah, there's an equivalent. But listen to this equivalent.
The jack man.
Times have changed in NASCAR. What's happening is we have good race car drivers that could not make it all the way to the big show, right? For example, Martin Truex. His crew chief, Cole Pern, was a really good winning race car driver in Canada. So that's one reason that team is so good, because Martin Truex's crew chief is actually a real race car driver. So he can really relate. You know, that's an equivalent. Now, you know, there are, you know, therapists, you know, sports therapists. I mean, we all need somebody to talk to. Now, in racing, one race car driver might talk to another race car driver. And in racing, you take Coach Joe Gibbs, who won Super Bowl. He's won the Super Bowl a couple times. He owns four teams. So at Joe Gibbs Racing, you know, Kyle Busch might talk to Denny Hamlin and say, hey, Denny, you're really good at Martinsville. Teach me some things you do. And I think that's, you know, what Willie McGee is going to be able to do. You know, listen, you still run from first base to second, okay? You still got to, you know these pitchers. Are they going to tip their hands? When do I run? You know, so it is all relative, and it is all the same.
Kenny, great to talk to you. What chain restaurant are you at right now?
Well, I'm at the local house. It's not a chain restaurant.
Oh, good.
I just decided to eat at the local house. They got a grilled buffalo chicken wrap that I really like. And my plane leaves at 4:10. My crew chief's going to meet me at 2:30 because he's going to go to Charlotte with me. He's going to crew chief the car that I'm going to drive down there. I am not taking my own equipment. I'm driving another man's car, and we got all day tomorrow to put our chassis set up in it. And taking my crew chief with me, and all the bills are paid. I called Orkin this morning because I seen some damn ants in my new house. So I'm doing everything, getting everything done, and all my duties are done.
Look at that. Tuesdays with Kenny. He's getting stuff done. We're talking racing. He's at the local house. Instead, mild upset there that he is not at Ruby Tuesdays.
Buffalo chicken wrap. Sounds good.
Sounds pretty darn good. Kenny, have a great weekend.
You're the best, guys. Talk to you later.
Thanks. See ya.
Tuesdays with Kenny, as always, brought to you by Gateway Motorsports Park, GatewayMSP.com. All the great events during the racing season. Chuck's got his hat on. You're wearing your swag, your Gateway hat.
Mm-hmm.
Big success with the Indy cars that came through town. Of course, the NHRA, the trucks, and Curtis done a great job over there. But also corporate events. If you've got a business, you want to do something with your employees, something unique, check out GatewayMSP.com for more information. Also want to remind you, tomorrow we have a fundraiser for Special Olympics that's going on tomorrow from 11 a.m. to 6 p.m. at Kirkwood Brew House, right next door to the radio headquarters. It benefits the athletes of Special Olympics Missouri. Stop by, have a lunch, drop off a donation. All proceeds benefit the 6,300 Special Olympians in the St. Louis area. Special Olympics doesn't charge their athletes to train. Events like this are critical for their success, providing those athletes the ability to compete. That's what it's all about. SOMO.org. SOMO. Special Olympics Missouri. SOMO.org. More information. But if you can, tomorrow for lunch, stop by 11 a.m. to 6 p.m. right here at the Kirkwood Brewhouse. Time now for Gardner's Grinder.
3, 2, and 1.
Your whole life can become a Falcon
grind. Grinding every day.
Grinding it out.
It's grind time.
This is the grinder.
The grinder.
The grinder.
24 karat gold grinder.
Gonna try grinder for the first time.
All right, guys. Everyone's so happy about these coaching moves for the Cardinals.
Woo!
Jose Oquendo's back. He's at third base. Willie McGee's in the fold with the Major League staff now, right? But that means that Mike Schilt kind of got reassigned. He's got new duties, right? He's what?
Oh, no.
He's the bench coach?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, no. Chuck wasn't here yesterday.
What could have been? What could have been?
Drop the antlers on them. Drop the claw on them. They're a class act. Grow up.
I just think that's the way my hair grows. Baseball ball.
Get your head out your butt and let's play baseball tomorrow.
You never know how booty holes is going to act. It's fun time now.
I'm not surprised by anything Mike will do. That's the way baseball go.
It is, Ron. Sorry you couldn't be here with us. I was really looking forward to Ron Washington as bench coach of your St. Louis Cardinals. Not going to happen now, though, guys. But good luck to Mike Schilt. You have some theoretical big shoes to fill.
Yeah. Boy, that campaign by Gardner, it lasted less time than that Barstool Van Sports thing at ESPN. You just got it up and running. We all got on board. Schaefer and I said we were on board. Hashtag Team Wash. Schaefer, did the poll get going?
I'm afraid the poll's still open, actually.
And
because I said it for a day, and it took like 5 hours.
Can you see what the results?
Yeah, I'll look that up.
And now he's...
Might be.
That job's been filled.
Man, I thought he had like an edge at like 52-48 for yes. As the Cardinals bench coach, when they made the announcement.
And it said 54% now with 3 minutes remaining.
Okay. Well, what could have been? What could have been?
Just but how often?
Just play the sound bites all the time.
Yeah. How often do we actually interview the bench coach besides maybe once during spring training?
But we would have. That's the key.
That's true.
That's the way baseball go.
Give us pearls of wisdom like that. I'm going to move to college hoops for a moment. Nothing on the court. I know KU and Mizzou just played. Nothing regarding that either. Did you guys see who was in the audience for Judge Joe Mathis' television show?
I did.
Did you guys see this?
I saw this because I follow all my Sparty media people.
No one could believe it. Tom Izzo is sitting in the audience during a taping of Judge Joe Mathis.
Random?
Yeah. I mean, well how would you react if... Let's go 10 years ago. If you're just sitting there watching Judge Judy, and there's Rick Majerus sitting there, watching what's going on Judge Judy. How are you going to react to that?
Eating a sandwich.
Yeah. What the hell? You're like looking around for other people. Are you seeing the same thing I'm seeing?
Who was watching Judge Joe Mathis? Can I ask?
Is that on Fox, though?
I think we've got the other guy, Joe Brown.
We have a lot of judge shows.
Yeah.
From about noon. About
Aaron
noon
Judge
to four.
Has a show, too. Eh?
Yeah.
I did see on Twitter, though, because, again, a lot of my buddies that still cover the team, apparently maybe Joe Mathis's wife or a relative worked in the Michigan State Athletic Department and was friends with Izzo going back. So Izzo wanted to sit there in the front row and check out the show.
That is funny.
Schaefer brought something to my attention. There's a tweet, I believe, by, was it Jerry Krasnick? Is that right, Schaefer?
Sounds right. That sounds right. One of those guys.
Yeah, a guy who covers baseball. Is that fair enough?
On a national scale.
One of those guys.
All right.
They all have like a J name, so it's kind of hard to keep them straight.
Tracy Ringlesby, Jerry Krasnick,
Jason Starr. They all work for the Athletic now, probably.
Uh-huh. Things went well for them yesterday.
We don't want to beat the newspapers. We just want to obliterate them.
We just want to murder everyone.
Oh, okay.
Make them all homeless.
Here's what you do with the newspapers. You take the knife and you stab it through their skull until the brain... Oh.
Mm. Okay. We want them to bleed out slowly.
That was a good. That was good.
That was kind of a quote.
Those were the words.
No, but the way you said that, I believed it.
Mm-hmm.
Well, That's why I thought it was good.
I meant it.
Jerry Krasnick tweeting out, I'm hopeful Rob Manfred announces during the World Series that he's going to bring back these. Is anybody out there with me? And it's a picture of the old Dodgers bullpen car.
That's one of the best bullpen cars ever.
So the movement is growing.
So Jerry Krasnick is now on board.
And I wanted to point out to people just how important bullpen cars can be in life. They basically equal love. And I have proof of this.
Wow.
Let's go to the movie Major League. Jake Taylor, played by Tom Berenger. sees Rene Russo, I can't remember her name, in the movie, sitting in the stands, his old gal pal, kind of rekindled things a little bit at this point in the movie. But he sees her watching this game in the stands, and she sees her going out to the parking lot. So he tries to run her down. Tries to run after her, I should say. And she's getting in her car, and he's like, well, how am I going to catch her? So talking to one of the security guards is Jake Taylor.
Greg, I need a car quick, and mine's on the other side of the stadium.
Take the bullpen car.
Yeah.
Woke up one day.
And the love song.
What did I find?
And they end up together by the end of the movie.
Wow.
I had not all for about the bullpen that. Car, Jake Taylor doesn't find love.
Wow.
Bullpen cars equal love. That's the grinder.
All right, Chris Gardner, thank you, everybody. Oh, by the way, the founder of The Athletic has issued an apology. You just got to pay to read it. That's the problem. One of our sponsors this hour has been...
Ryan Kelly, thehomeloanexpert.com. Almost 70% of Americans live paycheck to paycheck and have less than $1,000 in their bank account. The Home Loan Expert team can help you save a few $100s a month and skip a few months of mortgage payments. Let them help you stop living paycheck to paycheck. Ryan Kelly and the Home Loan Expert team work hard so you don't have to. If you're looking to refinance or purchase a home, why would you go anywhere else? Call Ryan at 314-781-9700 or visit thehomeloanexpert.com. I know we got to run. I do have to say, though, breaking news, kind of a callback.
Oh, no.
Curtis Granderson is not on the Dodgers World Series roster. So maybe one of your friends is hanging out with him and staying at his house.
You can't do that to us, Charlie.
Breaking
what?
News.
Nobody died.
If you say breaking news and then you say Curtis Granderson
is still alive.
Thank you.
But he's not going to play in the World Series unless somebody else gets
not
injured.
Not nearly as bad as what I initially thought.
I think from now on, we're probably going to be checking at least once a week to see if the Grandy Man's still kicking.
But also, Dodgers in 7.
Bold predictions. I'll go Astros in 6.
Martin took mine. Astros in 7.
Astros in 4.
Wow.
With a bullpen car assist.
Do you really mean that?
I don't know. It just came to me.
Didn't he have Jason Taylor scoring like 40 his first night or something?
34.
You've learned from Skip Bayless. You guys got to throw it out there.
Yeah, I don't know what I'm talking about.
Congratulations. For bringing me down. Congratulations.